Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. Your place or mine? I have to admit, I really wanted to hate this slocky, cheesy rom-com. I wanted to be repulsed by it. But try as I might, this Valentine's Day Netflix original still managed to bring a smile to my face. When best friends switch homes in LA and New York for a while, their lives are both upended as they discover more about themselves than they thought possible. Debbie goes to pursue her dream career, while Playboy Peter heads to her home to care for her young son. Soon, they begin to wonder if friends is all they are. It's not even that it's a particularly good film, but Aline Brosh McKenna, writer of The Devil Wears Prada and 27 Dresses, can't help but make you fall for these characters. Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon make a quirky odd couple, and supporting turns from Steve Zahn, Jesse Williams, and Tig Notaro keep things fun. It's a total cliche, but you just may find yourself enjoying it as much as I did. 3.5, 5 stars. The Judge. Outside Robert Downey Jr.'s heroic turn as Tony Stark, I have to admit I wasn't particularly enthralled by the later films in his career. That is, until he absolutely wowed me in The Judge. Somehow, David Dobkin, the man responsible for Wedding Crashers, Fred Claus, and Shanghai Nights, makes an intense courtroom drama I've never forgotten. Downey Jr. stars as big-shot lawyer Hank, who returns to his childhood town when his father is suspected of murder. To make matters worse, his dad is a renowned judge. As he searches for clues as to the truth of the situation, he finds himself reconnecting with the past. Downey Jr. is fabulous, as are Vera Farmiga, Billy Bob Thornton, Jeremy Strong, and Vincent D'Onofrio. But it's an Oscar-nominated performance from Robert Duvall that really brings things together. This one floored me, and I think you'll absolutely love it too. 4/5 stars. The Legend of Tarzan. This is by no means a perfect film, but if you take it at face value, it's a solid adventure movie that will provide huge entertainment. It follows Tarzan, as he becomes content with his life in London. But he's called back to the jungle as he tries to find out what's going on at a nearby mining encampment. Director David Yates is best known for making a slew of Harry Potter films, and he brings his penchant for making big-budget adventures with class to this classic tale. It's difficult not to give this cast a chance. Alexander Skarsgård, Christoph Waltz, Samuel L. Jackson and Margot Robbie are all uniformly impressive. If you go in expecting some good-natured fun, you'll be entirely happy with the result. 3.5, 5 stars. She's the Man. There is literally no better Shakespeare adaptation than this laugh-out-loud hilarious film. I don't care how many think pieces or dramatic arcs are done, this Amanda Bynes comedy takes the cake. It follows Viola, who desperate wants to play soccer. She fakes being her twin brother Sebastian to play on the men's squad at his elite school. A comedy of errors occurs when love triangles erupt, and Viola falls for the school's star player, while she's disguised as her brother. Amanda Bynes is really great, but this was also a very early star turn for Channing Tatum. Add in Laura Ramsey, Vinnie Jones, Julie Hagerty, and even David Cross, and it's a pretty good ensemble. I adore this film through and through, and cannot recommend it enough. 4.5, 5 stars. Outer Banks. Sometimes you really need a good, old-fashioned adventure to get the blood pumping. Outer Banks, a Netflix original on its third season, is the kind of trashy, hidden treasure mystery drama that you need. Filled with gifted young performers, set on an island, and full of intrigue, it's a delight to watch. It follows unlucky teens who all go on a hunt for treasure linked to the disappearance of one of their fathers. Stars Chase Stokes, Madeline Klein, Madison Bailey, JD, and Rudy Panko are all destined to become stars. Charles Esten, of Nashville fame, is a villainous character you'll love to hate. Check this one, I'm pretty sure it'll have hold in no time. 4.5, 5 stars.